It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
Who has my pick?
I actually wrote out a movie review about this movie.
Oh, this I gotta hear.
Because I sat through this movie and we talked about how great it was. It was the number two Nicolas Cage movie of all time.
Of all time, right. And it got like 98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Right. And what we've heard is it's beautiful. It's beautifully shot. Mm-hmm. You know, it's got a pig in it. It's got Nicolas Cage in it. He does a great acting job at this movie. So screw it. I'm going to watch it and I'm going to enjoy it. I had my snacks set out. This is how I'm going to spend my Saturday.
What were your snacks? You can't eat anything with bacon in it, right? If you're watching pig.
No, it's just like cookies and stuff. You know me. Twinkies. It was Twinkies and Mountain Dew. And I said, I'm going to enjoy this movie once and for all.
And try not to have a stroke by eating Twinkies and Mountain Dew as my snack. Yeah.
So we've been talking about this movie for, I don't know, a couple of weeks now because it's supposed so good. So here's my movie review for Pig.
Uh-oh.
Some movies you see because they're promoted on the Super Bowl or in some type of Ryan Reynolds creative way they're promoted. Mm-hmm. Some movies you see a percentage on Rotten Tomatoes that blow you away.
Right.
And some movies you watch because you like the actor in the movie.
Uh-huh.
Pig, for me, was one of those movies proclaimed as Nicolas Cage's best movie ever. I like Nicolas Cage. I've seen all of his movies. I'm a fan. I've seen every one of his movies.
You've been talking about Nicolas Cage since Valley Girl.
Since Valley Girl. He's a great actor. I've never seen a Nicolas Cage movie except for Wicker Man. I kind of didn't hate Wicker Man. It was all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but I've never seen a Nicolas Cage movie and went, that's a horrible movie. So
like you like him so much. I almost bought you the Nicolas Cage pillow that was on sale during Amazon Prime Week.
Right. I've never walked away from a Nicolas Cage movie and said, that was a waste of my time.
Right. Never.
Until now.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
Pig was a beautifully shot movie. So I guess somebody in Nicolas Cage's life got a red camera for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
That's a really expensive camera, if you don't know.
No, I don't.
And convinced Nicolas Cage to play second fiddle to an animal.
Uh-oh. Doesn't sound good already.
The animal was a pig.
Right, because that's why it was called pig and not cow.
Who is a special pig who can sniff out truffles.
Right.
In the woods where Nicolas Cage lives.
Pigs do that. Okay.
Okay, truffle pigs must be worth a lot of money because some bad guys stole the pig.
Oh.
And Nicolas Cage goes on a mission to retrieve said bacon. and I think I've seen this movie before. It's called John Wick.
I was going to say it's called Taken.
It's called exactly, but with a pig. Okay.
I have a special set of baking skills. A special set of breakfast skills.
And here's a piece of the great acting that is Pig. If you watch it, you get to see parts of the movie like this.
Truffle pig.
I don't understand.
I just want to know about the pig.
Tell him who you are.
Tell him who you are.
Come on, tell him.
Tell him.
I'm Nicolas Cage.
No, watch. No, I'm not going to tell you. I'm just going to look at you.
Oh, so he's not going to talk? He's just going to stare at...
I'm just...
Is that Ryan O'Neill?
I can see in your...
Chef Feld. Oh, my God. May I?
He's covered in blood.
My God, you've been off
by the way, why are you covered in blood?
In a fancy restaurant where you have to wear a tie.
Okay. I thought you were... the time is very...
Sure.
Yeah.
There's no surprise in the movie. No twist. No nothing. It just ends.
Does he get the pig?
I'm not going to tell you that, but
okay.
It just ends.
Well, if there's no surprise, then I guess he gets the pig back and then it ends.
I actually had to watch another movie after this movie to cleanse my movie palate.
So what'd you watch afterwards? What cleansed your palate?
Nobody.
What's that? I don't even know what that is.
That's actually a good movie.
All right.
It's done, written and directed by the same guys that did John Wick. But
then you should give us that review.
Oh, that was a great movie. That had Doc from Back to the Future in it. It was really good. But don't waste 2 hours of your life watching this thing. It's horrible.
Was Nicolas Cage getting paid by the word and they didn't want to pay him much? What happened? Like, how come he just stopped talking at one point? He just stopped talking.
He doesn't talk that much. He had his whole script and it was like a page.
Right.
For the whole movie.
Yeah. Whoever made the movie said, listen, I can't really afford you. He said, well, what can you afford? And the guy went $3,000. He's like, you get 8 words out of me.
Right. Then you have to cut back
make it last.
How much FaceTime does the pig get? Oh, about 5 minutes of the whole movie. Okay. Let's call it pig. The pig's not in it that often. I mean, they had to pay the pig by the hour, I guess.
Yeah.
So, no, it's a horrible movie. Horrible.
So why did Rotten Tomatoes love it so much? What did they love about it? What did all the reviewers love about it so much?
Okay, I went back and looked at, because it even pissed me off enough to go back and I want to yell at the people that gave it good stars.
Yeah, do some investigation for us. Give us the research. Why was it so highly rated?
I don't know. I mean, I know what it is. It's, you know how people in the world now believe politically one way and you go, the hell are you talking about? That makes no sense.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about the reviewers of this movie, that they're just so out of everything. I don't know. They couldn't have watched the same movie I did.
Well, what's interesting is, so the reviewers gave it 96%, but the audience gave it 84% and dropping.
Right.
So the audience obviously feels the same way you do. But all right, so let's see what some of the top critics say. So Richard Brody, The New Yorker, said the character that Cage portrays is incoherent, illustrative, and ludicrous. And yet his portrayal makes the movie.
Okay.
Okay.
He's bloody the whole time.
Jan, I can't pronounce the last name, from the New Republic, says Pig is set in the world of foodies, but it's an American fable with a much broader moral.
What? I wanted a twist. I wanted M. Night Shyamalan to come on and write the end of this movie.
Right.
But no, it's like The Sopranos. It just ends. And you go, that's it?
Right.
That was all? Where's the pig? What happened to the pig?
Yeah, it's called Pig. Where were the pigs? Where's the pig? Only one pig?
Only one pig. And he only got, I'm telling you, 3 scenes.
Let's see. Uprocks also loved it. They said Nick Cage is the metaphysical X-Man of the Portland food scene. Oh, it took place in Portland? You left that part out.
I'm sorry. It was in the woods in truffle country. I had no idea where it was.
Yeah, there were a few reviewers that felt the way you did. They didn't quite like it. In fact, there's some reviewers that said it looked like the commercial before you watch your video on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, wait, that's the actual movie? I was waiting for the movie.
Beautifully shot. Every scene was perfect. Somebody got a really nice camera for graduation. And decided.
Pig kicked me in the gut with his haunting exploration of isolation and loss. Cage dials it down and is in fine form.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Do not watch it.